This is season 5 of Sadie's Divorced and Happy podcast, where I talk about life after divorce with a playful perspective. Are you seeking more adventure? Are you excited to explore your own self-care and sensuality? Do you long for laughter and a cheeky, fun approach to post-divorce dating? Then join me for today's episode to refresh and recharge your life after divorce. Oh, friend, you and I, we have so much to catch up on after last week's very rousing episode with international dating coach Trip Kramer. But before we dive into all that, let's talk about for a hot minute that NCAA women's basketball game between UConn and Iowa last Friday night. That was a barn burner. Holy Christmas. Did you watch that? I was like in a flop sweat. I was at my brother's house. My brother's like super calm and I was just freaking out. Clearly I'm not the athlete in the family, but it was fun. It was fun. Speaking of freaking out, last week's first half of the episode, why you don't date the nice guy, but should, got a lot of people fired up. I received a lot of comments, a lot of DMs, voice notes, comments in the posts. It was definitely a layered chat. If you recall, if you listened to the episode, Trip put me in the hot seat unexpectedly. And I talk about sweating. I was sweating. Not as much as I was watching that basketball game, but it was close. So today I thought it would be fun to share some of these comments with you, right? Pretty juicy. But before I do that, I just want to say, if you have not listened to the first half of this episode, which was last week, I recommend you pause right here and you treat yourself to the first half. This is kind of the middle, right? We're in the middle of the story of this episode. But hey, you're divorced, so you can do whatever you want. If you want to start in the middle and go to the end and then go back to the beginning, that's totally your call. If you want to dive right in with Mike and me, Mike is my podcast microphone, by the way. He's my very dashing podcast microphone. Not everybody remembers that. Anyway, Mike is the best listener I've ever known. He has a lot of feminine energy, which I personally find sexy in a man, just dropping that PS. You'll understand why if you had listened to last week's episode. All right, back to these spicy comments. All right, first of all, I got a little heat for doing a cliffhanger, which I kind of liked. I'm not going to lie. That was fun for me. I will not make it a habit. It's not going to become a thing. I've never done it before. So just, you know, cut me some slack. It was kind of fun. But you'll understand after you, after listening to this second half, why I wanted to break it up. Now back to these comments. Actually, I had a lot of men reach out to me over the last week. That's been fun. One of my divorced dad pals said that he did not agree with Tripp's dating advice for me about dating more men. He didn't agree with that. He said quality over quantity, and he's tried both strategies, and he felt that the quantity strategy actually depleted him of enthusiasm and energy for good dates. He also said that he doesn't think women are being too picky with their lists. There was conversations about having long lists, which, I think the list can be too long, honestly. So, I kind of agree with Tripp on that. I don't think we should have really mile-long lists. But that does not mean you should sacrifice your standards, because I had a lot of female listeners commenting that they felt that they were being told to sacrifice their standards. I didn't hear it that way, but some people heard it that way. One of my listeners, actually, by the name of Nicole, she shared a quote, "I wish I actually would have made my standards higher for marriage. I may have married someone better." And then she wrote, "I'd rather be alone than married to the wrong person." Touche, Nicole, touche. Oh, I had another divorced dad pal. This was so sweet. He wrote, "I learned that women want spicy. I'm nice, but I can be spicy too. I need to let that spice out more." I agree with you, honey. You should definitely let that spice out more. Love that. And then he also wrote, "Next week, I want to know who shot JR. Oh, that was funny. Yes. Who shot JR, by the way? I don't remember. I never watched Dallas. I was like 9 years old at the time. Anyway, Trip is going to tell you today about this rule that you've been waiting to hear about. I actually love this rule that he's about to share, along with some other very delicious tips and suggestions, including what item or items every nice guy should have in his closet. And then after all of that, I say something to a guest that I have never said before. I get really honest with him. And then, you know what? He puts it back on me and he says something to me that a guest has never said to me before. He actually calls me something a guest has never called me before. Yeah. Ooh. And then after all of that was said, another thing happened that has never happened before. I know. Oh my. No, don't you skip ahead. I know you kind of want to skip ahead. Don't you skip ahead. Start at the beginning. We'll get there. We'll get to the end. But I'm going to share it all with you. I'm going to keep it all. I'm going to put it all out there today on the second half of why you don't date the nice guy, but should. So are you ready? Are you ready to jump into part two of this very memorable episode? All right, let's do it. I know, going through a divorce isn't fun, but Soteria's enamel divorce-themed pins are sure to be the perfect little pick-me-up you didn't know you needed. Visit SoteriaPins.com to see their selection of sassy enamel pins, sure to make you smile. And 10% of their sales is donated to DomesticShelters.org. Go on, be good to yourself and do good for others.
Here's a good little rule. This is in business. You could also use this also in dating. It's called hire slow, fire fast.
Ooh, I like that.
So what do you think that means?
It means take your time to really get to know someone. You know, pace the fun. Don't just jump all in.
Yes.
That's never going to be good. So you really, you know, pace the fun. That's why people have 3, 4, 5, 6 interviews to get a job. They don't just get the job.
Yes.
And then if something really goes wrong, they don't get 6 chances. They're out. They're done.
Yeah. The second they mess up, goodbye.
Right.
But, you know, you got to be fair to it. I mean, like a pretty big mess up. I'm sure that there's no way that this woman was in the relationship and 5 years later, 6 years, 7 years, all of a sudden something switched. I don't know. Maybe that is the case. Then what can you do? I don't know. That's the risk of dating and marriage. People change.
They do. I know you're happily married, so I'll just, I'm so glad you are.
That's okay.
I'm just glad you're happily married. No,
go ahead. No, tell me.
No, I'm just smiling at you because I think, you know, marriage, I have a very different opinion on marriage than before I got married, but.
Tell me. I want to know. Teach me.
I teach you. I think I just have a very different opinion on monogamy. I think it's very challenging at this stage in life that I'm 50 years old, and I think it would take a lot for me to want to be married again because of my experience.
But, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
But I do want to find.
I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, and I do want to find love and companionship, so I'm more focused on that. So, okay, I want to have you share some of this. I was reading on your website about your scientific techniques trip. And I'm like, wow, that is intriguing. So can you share one or two of these scientific techniques that you share with your clients or you teach your clients to help them approach women that they're interested in? I'm sure the divorced dad would love to hear this today.
Okay, cool. Well, it really ties into some of the things I was saying earlier. When I say scientific, what I mean is I didn't just make this up out of thin air. The things that I teach men are things that have been discussed and talked about in scientific studies, in evolutionary biology, in just the mating principles between men and women. How do men and women get together? And while there are exceptions in the mating world and there are lots of different ways that people can come together when it comes to heterosexual man-woman relationships, there are lots of patterns that make men and women more attractive to the opposite sex. So I try to tap into those and help men. So some of those things are bringing out some of those masculine attributes that women are attracted to. So I said earlier, like challenging is one, you know, teaching them how to flirt. I have a formula. I call it TED.
Okay. Is this
stands
about
for
I was going to ask about the flirting, but is the TED have to do with the flirting? Because I really
it does.
I really want to know how you teach these nice guys to flirt. I'm so curious.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
So there's tension, entertainment, dominance, TED. Tension is sexual tension.
Right.
Entertainment is, we said earlier, having fun, having a good time, whether that be through intimate conversations or just fun in the sun, having laughs. And then D, dominance, just stands for leading, assertiveness, confidence. And so with flirting, I tell guys, well, flirting is showing subtle interest. And in order to show subtle interest, you're almost also showing some subtle disinterest at the same time. But I don't teach it in a way for it to be super manipulative or gamey. I just really am trying to teach guys not to be so needy and so available all the time. So for example, I will tell guys, this has been very polarizing advice. I tell guys, don't text women all day long. you should only use texting as a tool to meet up. And a lot of women will really, they don't like that advice. They don't like me telling guys that. They think it's very gamey, very manipulative. And I always like to explain. So what I mean when I tell guys is you should always have a date on the books. It doesn't mean have this awesome date and then text her 2 weeks later. That's stupid, right?
Well, you're probably you're not going to get a second date if you do that. If the woman has like self-esteem, you know, she's not going to be waiting around for you. That's going to turn her off.
No, she won't be. So you need to always have a date set up, but you should not have to always be texting them and having long conversations and how was your day and blah, 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 blah. Even if women say they like that, which I'm sure they do, there's a lot of room for error in there. So you want to not be as available, but you also don't want to say something stupid because women have a lot of choice. So if you're dealing with women who have a lot of choice and you say something wrong, they're going to be like, next. I had a guy that he recently signed up as a client. He told me he went on a 9-hour date with a woman.
Oh, wow.
9 hours. They went to dinner. They did drinks, blah, blah, blah. It was so fun. They ended up having this long kiss at the end. He texted her. And this was, he did nothing wrong. Well, I'm sure he did something on the date. I don't know. Or maybe this woman has a lot of options. We don't know. Anyways, he texted her the next day and he said, Have you ever had a 9-hour date? LOL. Thought that was a fine text. I would have maybe just texted and said you should just kind of ask her to meet up again. But the point of this is she just ghosted him.
Oh.
What world do we live in?
Oh, you know, this sad. Is a
9-hour date. All that. So my point is, what is my point? I'm a little off topic.
I think it's too, that's too much time to be with somebody. Was it a first date?
It was a first date.
Yeah, never do that. It should be like a 45-minute tour. You go have a drink, you talk, you leave. Like,
especially like if you're a person like yourself who might be going on 3 dates a week, yeah, you got to keep it short. You know. So my point in telling that story was, you just don't know what can turn a woman off because they have a lot of options. So keep texting to a minimum, and just ask them out. So that's part of flirting. Also, teasing is just a really good way to flirt. I mean, that's stuff I really teach a little bit more when you're like approaching a woman for the first time. You can do it on a date a little bit, but you just got to be a little bit careful there. You know, challenging statements, asking her about herself and telling her like what kind of woman you're looking for. So saying that you like a woman who blank, like tell a woman what you're looking for and what you like. So that shows to a woman, oh, this guy's not going to be with just anybody. And you can even say like, you know, I like, a, you know what, I really like, you know, a woman who likes to travel. Do you ever travel? And I mean, you got to see what happens after that, but you want to put up this idea that you are a guy who's not going to be so easy. Because if you are, women are not attracted to that. They don't want a guy who's too easy because that is going to be needy. And
the same goes with men. Men don't want a woman who's too easy either.
No, they do.
They do?
To a degree.
Oh, interesting.
I don't mean they don't want a woman who's going to be sleeping around with a lot of men.
Interesting. I'm intrigued by that. Okay.
Yeah, no, men and women are really different in that way. Like men, it's so much work for us to get a woman to look our way. By the time we get a woman on a first date, we don't want the challenge. So here's what I say. I actually should talk. I would love to talk to a group of women about this and see what they say, and a group of men, a whole panel. I believe that women like when a guy is a little bit hard to get, and men don't like at all when a woman is hard to get. The reason is because men already have to deal with the challenge of attracting a woman. They don't want it to be continuously harder. It's hard enough. Women have so much choice. They go on any dating app. They can have tons of guys messaging them. So they don't want someone who's super easy. They want a little bit of that challenge. Why? Because most guys are really easy to get. Who's going to stand out? The guy who's a little bit of a challenge, just a little bit. I don't mean too hard, or else that's really just, you know, super manipulative. I don't really believe in that. But women like a challenge.
How are you a challenge to your wife? I want to know.
All the same things. I was not available all the time. I was not asking her out on tons of dates all the time. I was not texting her all the time. I was very, very upfront. You can even ask her to this day. You can say, you know, hey, what did Tripp say he was looking for in a woman? She'll tell you. Because I told her straight up. I told her my three non-negotiables. I said, I'm looking for a woman who's physically fit, who really wants to have kids, and who's good with finances. I straight up told her that. Not in like this harsh, intense way. It was more light, but I told her that in conversation because that's what I was looking for. And I'll be honest with you. I don't think she necessarily told me that was so attractive about you when you had those boundaries. But I bet you to some degree it was. I really do. Because what's that saying? That I know what I'm looking for and I'm not desperate. So I'd say those are some of the things that I did. I want all guys to be on that level. I want women to be on that level too. I want you to go into a date and be like, this is what I'm looking for. I want a guy who's boom, boom, boom. But I don't want men or women to go on a date and go, here's what I want. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes, I agree. Totally agree with you. All right. I want to end this on a fun, playful note. So do you remember, I don't know, are you a Gen Xer?
Yeah. Was this intense? It was kind of an intense conversation.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. You're a very thoughtful person. I like that about you. So do you remember ZZ Top, the band?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember that song? Yeah. They have Sharp Dressed Man. Sharp dress, yeah. Man. Okay, remember the video where the guy's like kind of nerdy and then the hot ladies come out of the car and they dress them all up and he has all these ladies, right? I just want you to talk for like a 2-minute little conversation about how men need to dress. Men, just help them, please, for 2 minutes.
Are you stalking me? Because I literally just did a podcast yesterday.
I'm not stalking you. This is why so many men don't even get anything because they don't even try just like wearing a shirt that flatters them. I mean, guys, dads, divorced dad listening, I love you so much. You got to try. You got to listen to the ZZ Top song, watch the video, see this guy with the three hot chicks, and then like go shopping. Find your daughter who's fashionable and have her take you shopping. I'm not kidding.
I love that. That's actually a good tip.
If you got a
daughter who's into style and fashion, for sure. But if you don't, or she's like, Dad, that's lame. I'm not going to do that with you. Then here's what you do. Okay. If you can help it. So here's all the things. This is okay. Do you want the quick fixes or do you want like it's going to take about 2 months or 1 month and you'll get like a really good look going?
We've got 2 minutes, Trip. You decide.
All right. I'll give you the quick fixes. Okay. Something you can do today.
Okay.
Get black jeans, fitted jeans, not skinny. Get a white t-shirt. Get a black jacket. If you're balding, shave your head to a stubble. And for your beard, if you can't grow a full beard, shave it down to the skin. If you can, it's okay to have a little bit of stubble. If you have contacts, wear those. Sneakers, white sneakers, and there you go.
That's pretty good.
Any brands, doesn't matter. Just follow that. Guarantee you'll look more attractive than you do now. Very simple. You can buy all that shit for Amazon under $50. So there's the most simple way to look super attractive very fast.
Well, this has been a layered chat. Thank you so much.
Very layered. I'm happy to do it again.
For sure. I feel like we need a definite part two. So listener, I bet you're going to have some thoughts and feelings about this conversation I've just had with Trip here because it was, it kind of put me in the hot seat. And I like that. I'm like thinking about, God, I have to go on more dates. Damn.
Maybe. Like I said, I don't know. Experiment.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation I won't burden anybody with because I live in a state where a lot of the guys here just don't do much for me. But that's my journey. So anyway, I would love, do you know what I'd love to do with you? I'm going to put you in the hot seat now, Mr. Tripp. I would love to do an Instagram live with you after this episode drops because we're going to have some costs. There's going to be some pushback. I just have a feeling. And there's going to be some comments and the ladies are going to be all hot. I'm right, listener? You're going to be a little hot after this chat because I kind of feel hopeful, but I don't really. But I want to, but I don't. I don't feel hopeful right now, Trip Kramer. I'm going to be honest.
That's not the way I wanted to go here.
I know, but I feel like guys just
need so... Why don't you feel hopeful?
Because I feel like guys need so much help. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to be real. I feel like guys need so much help. Women need to change their mindset. I'm going to own that. I've owned that today on this episode. But a lot of guys, they don't know what to do or what to say or how to be. They need like You need to be everywhere.
Okay, listen.
I just want to feel like I just feel more overwhelmed right now. It's like I have to go more on more dates with guys I don't even want to go on dates with. How is that going to help me out? And I'm sure the listeners kind of feeling that way.
We can't. But I'm hearing. I'll just be honest with you. I'm saying this to help you, and every other person out there. It sounds like victim mentality.
It's not my fault.
All the guys are just bad.
Okay. But I'm not.
Can you imagine if a guy said that? Imagine a guy coming to you and say, "I'm amazing." You know what the problem is? What's the problem, Steve? All these girls just suck.
I'm going to receive that. I'm going to receive that feedback. I'm not a victim. I'm going to receive that feedback. Thank you.
All we can do is what we just got to figure out to just kind of make it more hopeful. I want everyone to get good results in their dating life or in anything they're doing at all. And in order to do that, all we could do is focus on ourselves. And we got to think, what could we do better or different to attract the kinds of people we want or accomplish the goals we want? And so I don't want anyone to give up. And again, I'm not here to motivate people. If they do want to give up, that's really your call. But if you are someone who really wants to get results, then you got to think about changing something and trying to, I'm not saying that you're necessarily a stubborn person, but if you're listening and you're not willing to change, I don't know what else to say that you are. It sounds like you could be stubborn. So what could we do to just try some new things to see if it works rather than saying, oh, there's just not good people out there. The women stink, the men stink, and they need to be coached, which I agree. Everyone needs to be coached on some level. But what could we do to help ourselves? And I believe that everyone has a chance to do it.
Okay. Well, we're going to have that Instagram live after this episode drops. And we're going to have a part two because I know there's going to be questions. But I'm going to listen to this when I'm editing it. And I'm going to sit with your comments because clearly, right, I agree. There are things that I can work on. Other listeners who identify as women can work on, the divorced dad can work on, and those things hopefully will help us find, quote, the good guy or the good gal. So thank you again for your time.
You're very
today
welcome.
And
this
your
is
expertise
honestly one of my...
and your playfulness and all that you brought to the table today. I appreciate you so much. We'll talk soon. Okay, Trip, talk soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, that episode didn't end how I thought it would, with me telling Trip that I didn't feel hopeful, and then Trip telling me that I was kind of, you know, being a little victim-y. Oh my word, yeah, that was unexpected, as you could tell from my response. I got a little defensive, just a pinch, not gonna lie. But then you know what happened? Do you know what happened? We stopped recording, obviously, but then we kept talking because we had some things to unpack, and it got a little hot. Are you shocked? And then Trip said, Sadie, you should be recording this. You should be recording this. So I started recording it. And now I'm going to share that outtake with you. I've never done this before. Hey, you know, it's been an interesting episode. Let's just cap it off with this. So I'm going to play this outtake now. It's pretty raw. And then you and I are going to come back and we're going to talk. So hold on.
Say that again.
Okay. So what I'm saying is I'm never going to be that docile woman who's just, you know, like the Barbie movie, sitting by the campfire, swooning at the guy all starry-eyed while he plays a guitar. You know, I could fake that for a while. Like, guys fake things for women. Like, I could play that part for a while, but that would not be me being authentic, right?
Understood.
Right.
Understood. And I don't think you or anyone has to go to that extreme, but think about what I said here earlier, is that you're not listening to what men want. I'm not saying that you have to be ultra submissive, bat your eyes and blah, 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 blah. But imagine like a guy saying that. Imagine a guy right now saying this. And I bet all your female audience is going to agree on this one. If a guy said, I'm not paying for a date, she should pay for me. In fact, we should just split it. I don't know. She should figure out where the date is, or we can agree together and figure it out. I don't want to propose. We should propose for marriage. Why do I have to get on one knee? We should just do that together. You know, I just want to play video games all day. And that's just what I want to do. And she should just deal with it because that's who I am. I don't want to have to go get new clothes. You're telling me I can't wear my basketball shorts and my sandals. Well, that's me. That's what I want to do. any woman would probably say, like, dude, you're being a loser. Like, why aren't you doing the things that women want for you to be attracted? Or you can say, okay, loser, go play your video games. You're not going to get a chance with me. And they're right. He won't get a chance with her. But then when you hear a woman say, I'm just going to be who I want to be, and I'm going to do what I want, and this is how I am, and if he doesn't like it, goodbye. Okay, well, you're just going to get the same results as the guy who I just spoke about. Not saying that you're a loser in your basement. That's not the point. I'm saying you're a woman who's totally okay with being whatever you are and need to be that might not be necessarily attractive to a man.
Okay, I'm going to push back a little bit. This is fun. I'm going to push. Okay, so I have a call,
fucking 2 minutes, but.
Okay, shoot.
We can continue this.
Okay, so have you ever been divorced? I'm going to assume not.
No.
Okay.
No.
So I think when women, after we go through things in divorce, like we as women trip, and I don't know if you'll get this, maybe you won't, maybe you will, but we are so conditioned to please a man. We are so conditioned to look pretty and be thin and dress this and do our hair and do our, and all these things, how we show up for a date, right? Like, we are so conditioned to do these things to please a man, which is why I think the Barbie movie was such a hit, because Gen X women really resonate with this. Like, we are just like exhausted by that. And we just want to be ourselves. We just want to be like who we are, but we can't, we really can't
that's fine.
Be, but you're saying I really can't be who I am because then I'm going to be too.
No,
masculine.
You can do what you can. I don't care what people do. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want, but we're talking about what kind of results you're going to get. That's fine. Also, you know, with the Barbie movie, it's a little bit different because it's about also about like oppression from, like, you know, the patriarchy and jobs and this and that. If we're just talking about dating, that's fine. You can be whoever you want. That just doesn't mean you're going to get the results you want. Just like I said to the guy, I'm being the tough love coach right now. Like, if a guy wants to do that, that's fine. I don't care. Do whatever you want. You're not going to get results. It's like someone saying, why can't I just go to the gym and look at the weights and get buff? Why can't, it's been so hard for me because I once worked out and injured myself and now I want to look at the weights. That's fine. Look at the weights and don't do anything. You won't get muscles. It's just like logic, and the reality is that's fine. But again, I'm also not saying that you have to be, like I said earlier, ultra submissive, bow down to your man and kiss his feet and you don't matter. There's guys out there who are not going to be, you know, rejecting you for that. But what I am saying is, yeah, you got to look pretty. Yeah, you got to put on some lipstick.
And we do.
Yeah, you got to show up. You got to be feminine. Yep. You got to be sweet. You can't be combative. You got to be cooperative. I'm helping you. I'm trying to say this to help you, not to put women down. Like, women, if they do those things, they will have even more options with men. But you know what? That's not even the problem. I don't think women have an attraction problem. I think men have an attraction problem. Women have a selection problem. They have to learn how to select better. Normally they do pretty well. They have more options. So they don't do bad with at least, you know, looking the part and all that stuff.
Okay. But well, when we have our Instagram live, we are going
to
talk about.
I do
about,
have to leave because I have I a call right
we're gonna
now,
talk about
but
the
I love
selection.
This conversation.
We're going to talk about the selection. We're going to dive into that. That's going to be the add-on. All right.
Just to say, I don't coach women. And maybe that's even making women roll their eyes at me even more. Well, if he doesn't coach women, what is he talking about? But I do know men and
see,
what they
though.
Are attracted
that's
to
good.
And what they
that's
want.
Good.
And I do have a really good understanding of the dating market and what's happening. So I'm happy to help and down to do the Instagram live. You just let me know when and where.
All right. You have a good day. Talk soon. Bye.
Cool. Bye.
A Stylish Exit by Nicole Richman provides intuitive dating coaching that helps divorced women navigate the online dating pool. Using her unique combination of astrology, self-love, and style, Nicole will teach you how to swipe with intention and confidence. Ready for your glow up? Learn more about Nicole on Instagram at A Stylish Exit or email her, nicole@astylishexit.com. Oh my word. Was that a ride or what? Dating is intense when you actually give an F. Oh my. Okay. Well, hey, if you have a few questions after this part two for Mr. Kramer, guess what? You're going to bring them next Tuesday to the Instagram live that he and I are going to do for you. And Trip has been very accommodating because I have actually pushed this Instagram back a couple of times now. I wanted to do it after both episodes dropped. So join in the fun on Tuesday, April 16th, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're not following me on Instagram, this is the perfect time to do so at Sadie's Divorced and Happy. It's going to be very memorable. I probably will have a stiff drink prior to that live. Just saying, no joke. Anyway, bring your cocktail. Why not? We'll make it a real party. All right, next week's episode, we're going back to the huge with the burning questions and the interview. And actually the topic, it's a little out of the box, but I think you're really going to enjoy it. In fact, I think it's going to help you dream bigger after divorce. Doesn't that sound nice? I know. And I have to give a big shout out to the podcast's newest sponsor, Soteria Pins. You have to visit their website after this episode. The link is in the show notes because their pins are the perfect gift to give yourself or someone else during or after a divorce. They are the perfect pick-me-up, plus 10% of their profits support survivors of domestic abuse. That is amazing. So thank you, Soteria Pins, for being an official sponsor of Sadie's Divorced and Happy. It's through sponsor support like this that makes this podcast happen. And it is also through your support that makes this podcast happen. So if you have been loving season 5, if you've been entertained, if you've been inspired, I'm going to ask you to make a donation of $5, $10, or $15. And you can do that by buying me a cup of coffee on buymeacoffee.com. Their coffees start at $5 each. And the link is also in the show notes. And I thank you so much in advance for your support and consideration. And I'm going to end this episode with a little bit of levity and nostalgia. So I'm a Gen Xer. I loved the Rocky series when I was a girl. And the day that I taped this episode with Tripp was the day that Carl Weathers died. Carl Weathers was an iconic actor. He played Apollo Creed in the Rocky series. And I had a crush on him as a girl. Did you too? Anyway, the day that he died, of course, I was reflecting back on the Rocky series. And I thought specifically of Rocky IV at the very end, if you recall. Right after Rocky defeats the Russian, he looks at the camera and he says, "If I can change, then you can change. We all can change." And I'm not just sharing this iconic movie moment to have a feel-good ending, although, you know, that's nice after this roller coaster ride we've been on. I'm sharing it because I really love when Rocky said that. I've always loved that quote, "If I can change, then you can change. We all can change." Because I really think that's what Tripp is talking about. It's not just the other person changing. We're also changing. And I'm actually really excited about the change I've made when it comes to who I'm focusing on with dating. Dating the quote, nice guy, has brought a lot more peace into my life, a lot more ease, a lot more flow. Since we taped this episode a month ago, I've met a few nice guys locally. I have one coming to visit me, hopefully, in a couple of weeks. And it's been lovely because nice guys are considerate and they're consistent. And my nervous system is like, yes, thank you. So this has definitely been a change that has added happiness to my life. And do you know what always adds happiness to my life? Do you know? It's time with you. You knew I was going to say that. You knew I was going to say that. But it's true. I always love time with you. So I hope to see you next Tuesday at 7 p.m. for this Instagram Live with Tripp Kramer. Bring your questions. And I will definitely catch you next week, friend, for another new episode of Sadie's Divorced and Happy podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode, and be sure to treat yourself by subscribing to the podcast. If today's show gave you a boost, consider giving us some love with a 5-star rating and an enticing review. Interact with Mike and me all season long on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Pinterest at Sadie's Divorced and Happy. Looking for an affordable and effective way to market your services and products? Consider sponsoring the podcast. Email contact@divorcedandhappy.net to learn more about our sponsorship opportunities. Join us next Wednesday for more delicious life after divorce fun.